Majestic Oaks Golf Course at beautiful Lake Lawn Resort is having its annual Spring Thought Tournament April 19th. The four-player scramble starts at 10 a.m. There'll be a skins game and tons of prizes. To register or for more info, call 262-725-9200 or lakelawnresort.com.
Wouldn't it be cool if you could travel the country with a friend? With each of you getting paid $70,000 per year to do it? That's what it's like for many team truck drivers with Schneider. Schneider is now hiring teams of all experience levels, and you'll drive the newest equipment and enjoy priority dispatch. Bring a partner or let Schneider help you find one. Sign-on bonuses are available. Search Schneider's huge variety of team driving opportunities and apply at SchneiderJobs.com. That's SchneiderJobs.com.
When you're looking for a newer pre-owned travel trailer, fifth wheel, or motorhome, call Pontiac RV before you buy. Family owned and operated for over 30 years, Pontiac RV is Illinois' largest RV dealer. With our volume buying power and lower overhead than the chain stores, you'll save on major manufacturers like Coachmen, Keystone, Forest River, Tiffin Motorhomes, and more. Choose from over 200 RVs in stock and see why people travel from all over the Midwest to Pontiac RV. Call or click PontiacRV.com.
For a way to advance your career, Northwestern offers a master's in health communication in just 1 year. Attend the April 14th info session. More at HealthCom with two M's, .northwestern.edu.
Save big at Menards. How big? 11% big. With an 11% rebate on everything, make it warmer. No, 11% warmer. With all water heaters, fireplaces, and insulation. From paint to appliances to the tools to get your job done. There's no end to the possibilities with an 11% rebate on your entire purchase right now at Menards. Hurry in. Offer ends April 18th. Stop in today and save big. 11% big.
Save big money at Menards.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studio. This is the official radio home for White Sox baseball. Listen to every White Sox game here.
Turn it up, fire!
On Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, WSER and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Scoreboard Update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, the Wolves regular season will wrap up at Allstate Arena this Saturday at 7 and Sunday at 4. The Blackhawks open the playoffs tomorrow night at Nashville. Coach Q has the keys to a series victory. He really does. And he's going to tell them to you coming up. And this update
Hello.
Is coming right now. Coach Q, he's building up the excitement for it. Coach Q.
Momentum's going to be important in our series. I think they've got
Spencer
extremely active and a big part of their special teams. They're quick and they're balanced. So I think, it always, a lot of times, goaltending gets a little bit more importance at this stage of the game. Special teams. But I think the balance of the four lines, who's got more depth and who's got a little bit deeper in certain areas might be the differential.
Yeah, but certainly the key is this.
Momentum's going to...
Stop it!
Momentum's...
Well, I'm glad momentum's going to... Yeah, and Q, when Matty wants you to speak...
Yeah, and he was waiting. He was making sure
okay,
he was
politely waiting.
Building up the anticipation.
I want him to speak.
Yeah. Momentum. Patrick Kane, he's going to play tomorrow, in case you guys didn't know. That's really good news for
buddy.
A Blackhawks fan. And I say, hey, let the hockey fan trash talk start, you know? Let's get after those Pred fans. You with me, fellas?
Where are they?
All right. Game 2 is Friday. Game 3 on Sunday.
Where are the
United
Pred
Center.
Fans?
I only mentioned up to Game 3 because that's all it's going to take for the Hawks to win this series. The Cubs, they host the Reds again tonight at Wrigley. Jake Arrieta opposes Anthony DeSclafani. The White Sox open a 2-game set in Cleveland. Jose Quintana and Carlos Carrasco, your starters. Pre-game show here on The Score. That's with Chris Ronji. Starts at 5:35. Elsewhere in baseball, Alex Rios has a broken left hand. He's out indefinitely for the red-hot Kansas City Royals. The Bulls are off today. They wrap up their regular season tomorrow night at the UC with the Atlanta Hawks. And the Bears will meet tomorrow with Jameis Winston. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai with 0% financing on 2015 Sonatas and Elantras. Tickets for the 2015 Celebrity Roast and Toast of Patrick Manley are on sale now. For more information, visit 670thescore.com/roast. Brought to you by Prairie Organic Spirits, made with respect from seed to glass, and Belvedere Banquets, Events and Banquets. Book your next event.
Banquets, events, and banquets.
Well, the banquets are so good, they list it twice.
Okay.
That's why we're there.
Have Coach Q do that, would you?
Well, you know what Coach Q would love, though, about the Belvedere Events and Banquets?
Momentum's
good. The momentum.
Momentum.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Makes all the difference.
We're building with momentum with our scores, roasts, and toasts.
So, are we?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
It's going to be a good one. Man, oh, man, it's going to be good.
Are you emceeing?
You know, it's not announced anywhere in audio or print, but I am. I don't know if it's changed and no one's told me, or I'm not sure.
Because you are the official score MC. There's nobody like you.
Well, you know, it depends. You know.
On what?
Whether Ranji's available.
No, I've done all the events. It's just, I don't know if I'm
just stirring up some sort of conflict between handsome men.
We'll see if I'm bad. Who knows? I don't know.
I hope so.
You know, I come in every day and I just ask if I'm still working here. That's, you know, that's where I'm at now. Today was a yes, so that's why I'm here. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. The next game on the score, that is today, and it's at 5:35 p.m. That's when the Sox take on the Indians of Cleveland on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Boars and Bernstein.
Boars and Bernstein.
Enjoy them.
15 years on The Score.
All right, well, help me out with this, too. This is the new improved Tiger Woods, right? This is the accessible, smiley, happy. Even though he knows he's mic'd up all the time, he
never
didn't stop swearing the entire tournament.
No, he did not.
Oh, my God.
The whole time it's F this and F that and F and this and F and you suck. I mean, it was just, it was a constant stream of profane invective from Tiger Woods.
Back right
Tiger
quadrant.
Woods. Suck.
I don't think he's pleased.
Sorry about Tiger.
No, Tiger.
Left it to the right again.
Dumbass.
Dumbass cracker.
Dumbass cracker.
There it is. Now that's going to find its way into Friday Fung, you can believe.
I brought this shame on myself.
No matter how you cut it, he's still not likable.
Tiger?
Not at all.
I know.
Watch him.
Yeah, he's just not.
Watch him leave the court or in between. Or watch how he does his business.
You guys give me a little...
Sincerely apologize for that. Sadly, something Woods does now and again.
And he will walk by 5,000 people, which he did yesterday, and not ignored all of them. They're in behind the ropes, and they give him a fiver. Nothing.
Oh, well, no more commentary necessary.
That made my commentary look pretty mild.
Oh boy!
Hope my girls aren't listening.
Watch out, Tiger is back.
Boars and Bernstein.
Dumbass.
Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Dumbass.
405 Boars and Bernstein. We had what? We had some Bulls news here or something?
A little note here that the Bulls sent out a release saying that Kirk Heinrich is going to miss the regular season finale tomorrow night. And they have listed...
He's missed the entire season.
Listed Joakim Noah as doubtful. Now, the Bulls say left hamstring. But according
to tendonitis.
Right, left hamstring tendonitis.
Okay. All right.
But according to Joe Cowley on Twitter, he says that Derrick Rose said that it was his knee. And then Cowley editorializes, he says, "I'm going with knee and letting the Bulls have their fun and games."
Who cares?
Well, if it is, see,
it matters.
Just let him rest. And let him, I don't care what it is, I'm just glad that you hold him out because you're going to need him and just let him have.
I heard Casey on earlier today, he said that's not going to happen. The Bulls are not going to let him rest for this last game because they're going to go after it because they, I guess it depends on how the Raptors do tonight against the Celtics and they're back-to-back with the Celtics and the Hornets, but that chances are the pedal's on the metal for the last game of the season as well.
I don't want that.
They want that three seed to play the.
Okay, I mean it's
money bucks.
It's them and the Cavs anyway. It's just a matter of when you if you're gonna get past
them.
It's a matter
when it comes.
You might as well get them early and have at it.
When Go does ahead. It happen? When do you get?
Because that's
Cavs?
It. Because everybody else pretty much blows. I mean, I think.
Yes. Except the Hawks.
No, Atlanta's real, but. The Cavs are
how real? I don't know.
I'm all about Bulls Cavs right now. Just looking at the East, and one it's going to be one of those teams, and it's hard to gauge the Bulls because they're running with the bums right now. God, that Nets team, seriously.
You know, and they were just red hot. Remember?
I know.
Red hot.
It's then they just sort of something. I've never seen a team that will get away quicker from something that's working. It's like one of my pet peeves in the NBA is a team that tries to outsmart itself because I not saying that I could coach in the NBA, but one thing I understand is do something until it stops working. Don't make it too cute. Keep going with something that's working. And they will get something, and they will get consecutive good looks off of the same play. And then without any personnel changes, without a timeout, without...
They won't do it.
Good reason. It just, I'm like, yeah. The next time they just won't do it.
Yeah.
And nothing changes. What do you do? Why?
Oh, hell, I don't know what's wrong with them. I know they've driven that goofball owner right out of the business. He doesn't want any part. That's also one of those teams, too, that's sort of, what do you do with that? What are you going to do with that? What are you going to do with it?
I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm. I liked your center, but he was a statue last night. What are you doing?
I get him involved in pick and rolls all day.
I would, too.
All day.
Absolutely. So you should coach in the NBA. I'll call David Blatt and see what he thinks.
No,
he'll have an opinion.
No, because Tom Thibodeau is absolutely right that it is misery. All those coaches look awful.
That's one of my favorite Tom Thibodeau quotes.
That's an all-time quote.
It's all-time.
That is an absolute, because that is one of those moments of sports truth that everybody knows, but nobody really wants to say. And he said it.
Mm-hmm.
He said that the wins are okay.
The winning makes it enjoyable. Other than that, it's you know, misery.
The first segment was very good. I was very pleased with that.
Not on this show. But that's absolutely the case for all these guys. And if you've been around these NBA coaches, they all just look awful.
Oh, they do. Yeah.
All unhappy.
Either that or they all got their heads stuck in a Mixmaster. I mean, I don't know. There's something's really drastically wrong with a lot of them. But you could coach. You go down and get your little, tri board, and you start drawing up plays, and you'll turn around and they'll all be gone.
They will have left.
hey, get back here.
I'm not done drawing.
I'm back here.
I'm still drawing. Get back here.
Dry erase. And you look up. What?